Live from Denver, in high definition, the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. 1-888-99-IDOBI. Facebook.com/EJC Show. EJC Show on Twitter. And now, Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
We're the best three friends that anybody can have.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Here we are live on Adobe Radio, 1-888-99-IDOBI. That's the number, 1-888-994-3624. EJC Show on Skype, also Twitter. Got a big show for you.
Huge show.
We're going to talk to the band Everclear. You may remember them. They're back. They have a really good album out, and everybody's talking about them. They're going to be on tour. We have a band called Cheat Codes on the show, And we're going to talk to a stand-up comedian that's going to be on the Warped Tour. It's all part of our Warped Adobe Radio coverage.
Maybe he could get comedian Kyle Novak on tour.
Yeah, maybe he can. But we'll pitch our friend comedian.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can couple help clips. Him out. Yeah. But we got a big show for you. The chat room, you can join us in there. It's adobe.com/EJCVIP if you're listening live. Big shout-out to Hannah's in there. Also, Cindy. And they updated the app for that. So there's an app for the chat, too. And Jason's saying it looks good.
Yeah, I can actually follow along now.
Yeah, the app before was a bit of a mess. I won't lie. But you're saying it looks a lot better?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
We got our people on it.
That is good.
We have people?
Yeah. We got some people now. So yesterday, you know, I went to my apartment pool complex, and it was a nice day yesterday, and I ended up, buying like an inflatable raft that you can like float on.
Since you don't know how to swim.
Yeah. Like just like an inflatable lounge thing that you can just lay on.
Does and, that
like,
beer?
The water wings are more conventional, but,
right.
Yeah. But you
I
can't put
your choice.
You can't put your beer in the, water wings.
This one does have a beer holder, which
Hells
is cool.
Yeah.
So, like, I set it down for 1 second, and, like, I wasn't ready to use it yet. Like, I just got done blowing it up, and I just needed to take a second, so I sat down.
You
and
were probably hyperventilating
I pretty
at that
much
point.
Was, yeah. I was like, shit, I just need to sit down for a minute. And then, like, I turn my back 2 seconds later, and then some little dipshit kid steals it and starts using it. He starts using my inflatable just because I left it unattended for 2 seconds.
Was it by you?
It was close enough. He saw me blowing it up.
Where was his parents?
They were there. They didn't care.
Did you go up and talk? Like, well,
I'd kind of confront the parents. Yeah.
Is that what you would do? Confront the parents?
What'd you do? For just let him use it?
I was like, he's a kid. He's going to get bored in 2 seconds.
And he didn't.
No, it was like an hour later. He got distracted for 2 seconds, but I was going to go back to it. Then I ran over and grabbed it.
Were you secretly hoping that he was going to drown? Like, I hope he drowns just a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
Die, but
yeah,
just
you know, maybe just like
get
a little scared.
Yeah.
Maybe have to cough up some water, get CPR.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what?
You steal my raft. That's what happens. And you feel my wrath.
You should have done is like, got in the pool and like pulled him down and held him down for a little bit and just like let him go. I'm like, I thought that was my inflatable raft. I didn't realize you were kicking.
But what a little jerk. That kid's going to be one of those guys when he grows up that just like does whatever.
Why didn't you talk to his parents?
Yeah, here's
if you saw the parents. Like,
what am I going to say? Excuse me, your kid took my raft and I want to lay on that.
Sun? That's pretty much exactly what you say.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I should have said something. You guys really would have said something?
I probably wouldn't have gone up to the parents mine. Bring it back.
Make him cry.
I feel like
How old was he? I mean,
he's like 5.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be much more comfortable confronting the parents than the kid.
Why?
Because, like, I don't know. I'd feel weird, like, intervening on somebody else's kid when the parents are there. Like, when the parents are there, it's like, okay, I'm going to give you a chance now.
They had
to
their chance.
Your kid.
The whole hour he had that thing. I would have just been like, hey, That's not yours. Give it back.
Yeah, but then what if you make this kid cry, and then you look like a guy at the pool, and then that just made a kid cry?
Yeah,
like,
I
did you touch
like
my kid?
More likely.
You just touched my kid in the penis.
To get, like, an irrational, yeah, like, response
from
the parents
me?
By talking to the kid than just going up to the parents. I don't know.
Maybe I think Chris has a point there. If you're going to do it, you got to go through the parents. Otherwise,
I don't think so.
If you make the kid cry, then you're going to have the cops called on you, and you'll be registered.
You're
going to
have the dad all up
Jesus.
On you, like,
"Hey, what the fuck are you doing, making my kid cry, huh?
Yeah.
What if I make you cry, asshole?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Then you got
I'm
a
like,
big thing.
I want to see you try, dick. Control your fucking kid.
Hey, oh, hey."
There's a lot of that
I'm
going
gonna
on.
I'm going to go back and finish off this 12-pack of High Lifes, and then you better not be here.
Oh! You were there with people, right?
Yeah.
They had your back, probably.
I don't know. It's just an awkward situation.
It's not awkward.
I don't know. I was
awkward.
Uncomfortable.
It's not awkward.
I was uncomfortable.
Jesus. A little kid steals your property in front of his parents, and that's not awkward
Dude,
for you?
Dude, you got bullied by a 5-year-old.
How old was this kid?
No, he's like 5.
You got bullied by a 5-year-old.
No, we just live in sensitive times where everybody's sensitive, and I felt like if I made this kid cry,
he
it'd
wasn't
be a
gonna
big
cry.
Issue.
So what you're saying is child good molesters God. Ruined your chance to have a good time at the pool because
Thank you.
You could intervene.
Thank you for understanding.
I cannot believe this.
Speaking of awkward situations, this is kind of an interesting story. There was a high school teacher in Virginia, and she was arrested. After she showed, she decided it'd be a good idea to like show her class before and after photos of her boob job for some reason.
Topless?
Yeah, she had her bare breasts exposed in these photos.
And how? To
where?
What?
Where?
Virginia is
and
where
how
this happened.
The, what class? Like
we
high
don't
school?
Know what class. I don't know if I went to
or
the
like,
full
hey,
story.
Third graders, look at my boobs.
High school. High school.
High school, okay.
Yeah, but I don't really understand why she would do that. Kind of weird, right?
Well,
she's actually not that bad looking. Looking at her right now.
Is there a picture of her tits?
I wish the news story had that. Here are the
exhibit A and
here
exhibit
are the
B.
Here are the actual
C and D. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe more teachers should teach like this.
Guys,
I don't know. I would be paying attention to that class.
Yeah.
Sure.
Speaking of teachers, did you guys hear about
just a boob?
Well, last week there was a teacher. I think it was in Kansas where. She was found passed out in the bathroom. And she was on like a whole bunch of drugs on like the last day of school.
Oh,
damn.
Senioritis. No. She's got senioritis.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I'm so glad these fucking kids are gone. I'm going to pop a bunch of pills.
Wow.
Yeah. Passed out in the bathroom.
Wow. And they found her in there, huh?
Yep.
Just passed out. So did she get fired?
I don't know.
And now
I
she's the
she
principal.
I hope she was a kindergarten teacher because if I found her, I'd be like, quick, she's in a K-hole.
In a K-hole. And,
oh,
and yes.
Boy.
And now that teacher is the superintendent of the district. So there you go. There's that. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show live on Adobe Radio. 1-888-99-ADOBE. 1-888-994-3624. EJC show on Skype. Let's go to the phone now. We were going to have Everclear call in, but I think we're going to have to move that. Just for some issues. We had some issues happening.
Some issues.
But it's cool. We have cheat codes on the line, though, which is awesome. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Yeah.
I believe
Everclear's cool, too, though. I like them.
They are cool. In fact, I have to warn you, Everclear may call during this interview, which may be a little awkward, but we'll just roll with it.
Yeah, you could interview Everclear.
Yeah, we'll let you guys do it.
Yeah, we're pretty old friends with Everclear, so I think it'll be cool.
We'll roll with it.
Oh, are you guys really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Matt, Trevor, and Kevy, the whole band.
Yeah, we're here. We're here live.
This is amazing.
Live from our living room.
This is amazing. So you guys are all roommates?
Me and Trevor live together. Kevy doesn't, but he decided to come over for the interview just for you guys, so...
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Of course, man.
Now I feel like we have to ask you something specifically so we don't waste you.
Mm.
Oh, no. It's okay.
What's your favorite color?
As a unit?
As a unit, probably green. Probably money green.
Oh, wow. This is a great interview. We're talking about favorite colors.
Nah, we really do like green, though, because we like trees. Stuff like that.
The color of growth.
and the color of trees and the color of, I don't know, it's a happy color. Green's a nice color.
Yeah, it's a really good color for us.
Green is a nice color.
We just want to say we really like the gun show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we really like the show.
That's not this show,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, this is the wrong show, though. But why don't you go on his show and then plug our show?
Oh, okay.
You can do that.
So if you're on the gun show ever, just say you really like the EJC show.
Yeah, can you do that? Because now I think you have to.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
You kind of dissed us a little bit right now, bro.
No, we didn't mean to diss you.
You dissed us, man.
We got the wrong information in the email, but we're going for it.
Somebody sent us the wrong information in an email.
Oh, you thought this was the gun show?
Mm.
Oh, my God. If this were the gun show, you really would be talking about favorite colors right now.
No, you'd be talking about balling and stuff like that.
No, we love guns. We're just giving him crap. But for real, he's not a good interviewer. No, just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But Cheat Codes, name of the band. So congrats to you guys. Number one with the Adventure song. You guys went number one viral on Spotify. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We really appreciate that.
How did that happen?
To be honest, it was really cool, though. You kind of woke up one day and saw it, and we were just kind of freaking out.
Really?
It was pretty sweet.
So you guys just woke up one day, and there you go, number one on Spotify.
Yeah, we put it out, and like a couple days later, we got a text from our manager, and it was like a screenshot, and he was like, what the hell, number one? We're like, what are you talking about? So that was pretty crazy. Honestly, that was pretty awesome. So we didn't expect that, but it was really, really cool and humbling.
That is really awesome. Why do you think, what do you attribute that to? Do you think you guys just added on some random playlist on Spotify that kind of took off or what?
Spotify definitely gave us some good looks. They put in a couple playlists and got some good traction. And after that, people just kept putting it in their own personal playlists, which allowed it kind of just kind of going more and more viral, which is really awesome. And so it worked out really well. And we've got a couple songs since then. Well, one song since then. We have another one coming out on Tuesday. And the traction's been really good. So. We're excited about it.
That's good. Here's a little sample of that song. I'll play the whole thing in just a little bit, but the song we're talking about is Adventure. Yeah, I mean, this right here is a summer jam. I got to tell you, I don't think there's a cooler song for the summer. All I want is an adventure with a drink in my hand. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, totally. It's totally poolside, chilling with some ladies, you know? Yeah, hell yeah, just do it.
I know, I feel like this song could be on repeat at every pool party this summer. And it better be.
I hope so. That's the goal.
Yeah, I think that's what we were going for on that one, right?
Yeah.
Really?
But yeah, we really appreciate it. That's awesome.
Is that really what you're going for? Is just a party, summer song or what?
Well, when you go to, not really, actually, to be honest, it kind of started off to be kind of more of an organic song. And then I had the idea of kind of making it kind of go crazy and kind of go EDM-ish. And then we partnered up with Evan Gardner, who kind of remixed it and made it a little bit different with the production, which was really cool. And but it just kind of happened naturally and it came out really cool.
Awesome, yeah, that it's a good song. I think we're going to be hearing that a lot. Have you guys been hit up to put that thing on TV shows or anything like that? I can see that being on network TV somewhere.
Yeah, a little bit lately, and hopefully we're going to get some more requests for that, coming up. But yeah, that'd be really cool. We could see that definitely.
Yeah, who's hit you up? Do you know, any idea?
Well, MTV did some stuff. They did one of the shows, which was real cool. I forgot what show it was, but that was pretty awesome. Well, they're going to do that, at least, right?
Yeah, that was one that kind of just came in recently, so I think we're waiting to get some more details on that, but yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Can give us a lot of love, and yeah.
Everyone's been real cool and supportive of it, which is real cool, especially Spotify. They've been really kind of just helping us out, which is kind of unexpected, but it's been awesome.
I think you guys need to get that song on one of those Friday night Dateline murder stories somehow. Just work that one in when somebody's being murdered.
That'd be an interesting contrast, but I'd love to see that.
Yeah, they're going on an adventure.
They're drinking their hand, killing their estranged wife.
It's like the beginning of a horror movie when you're
right.
Everything's real life, they're having fun.
Right, right. And then the zombie beavers.
Some sort of effect scene or something, and then somebody dies right after that.
Exactly. This could be the setup for a really good horror movie, I think.
The summer started out innocently enough.
Oh, is that your Keith Morrison impression?
It is. Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch those Dateline stories?
I love that.
Yeah, we're actually way too into that.
That Keith Morrison guy, he's a trip.
Yeah, I actually always get calls from my dad, and he'll just be like, "Hey, I just watched this Dateline. Are you sure you're okay?" Like, he's
out there in L.A.
Yeah, it's pretty sketchy out there in L.A. Are you sure you're doing okay? Just because he watches
those. Next time you watch it, pause the TV and try to count how many wrinkles he has on his face.
Keith Morrison.
Yeah.
It's like trying to count the stars.
And then the band Cheat Codes moved to Los Angeles, where they were murdered. He always starts off really high, then goes really low.
Yeah.
And then somebody found cheese in the fridge. Yeah, it's just...
That's overly dramatic. But yeah. Enough about Keith Morrison.
Enough about that. We have Cheat Codes on the line here, and you're going to be hearing their song Adventure everywhere this summer. That's my prediction. I feel like the song is going to be everywhere.
Do you think it's going to be one of those songs that we get sick of it at the end of the summer? Like, okay,
no. In fact,
enough.
This is going to be one of those songs I think you're going to want to hear every summer from
every
now on.
Summer, right.
Like AC/DC,
yeah,
Back in Black.
Summer, every summer is just here.
It has a cool, like, tropical feel that, you know, hopefully we'll just travel around the world with it and play in, like, on the islands with it or something.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. It sounds like we should just go on a cruise and play it.
Yeah, you could have a Cheat Codes cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weezer cruise.
Team up with Carnival or something.
It's too bad MTV doesn't do summer break or whatever they used to do.
They don't do that anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, the MTV spring break thing?
Well, yeah, they did spring break and summer break. You guys should... Yeah, they don't do that anymore. They do Teen Mom. I think that's like the only show on MTV. So you guys are going to... Your song's going to be on Teen Mom probably, right?
Yeah, right? She's like, let's go have an adventure. And then 9 months later...
Yeah.
And then 9 months later, there's the baby.
You're going to be affiliated with pregnancy. Teen pregnancy.
Do they allow any music on MTV?
Hey, just for the record, that's not what we're condoning here.
Just for the record. It's for the record, everybody. Well, what's the plan tour wise? You guys did mention that a little bit. What's going on there?
Are you asking us like what our live show is going to be like?
Yeah. What's the tour situation?
Okay, yeah. So we're playing on some stuff coming in the fall. We're kind of just focusing on songs and singles and pushing those right now. But we're pretty excited about our live show because it's kind of a mixture between DJ sets and mixing in organic live instruments as well. So we kind of want to do some different stuff as far as that goes.
I think you should do some pyrotechnics with your live show as well.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Pyrotechnics and bubbles.
Bubbles. Actually, I didn't even think about bubbles.
Yeah, bring in bubbles. Ooh.
That's a good idea. Huh? Like, nobody ever does flamethrowers and bubbles at the same time.
Right.
Wouldn't you love to see the bubbles go into the flamethrower?
Right. Maybe gasoline bubbles, so they burst into flames.
Yeah. There we go.
That's great. Yeah, that's so smart. I'll give you credit for that.
All right, thank you.
There we go. And just don't come after us when somebody sues you because they light on fire in the crowd.
That's fine.
No, you got to take credit for that, too.
Right. We make everybody sign waivers before they see us live.
That sounds like an insane show.
I bet people would go to that. Like, I got to sign something to go in. Yeah, I think I got to go see what this is about.
Yeah, like, this is worth it. Like, yeah.
That's a pretty awesome idea.
Awesome.
Cheat Codes, make sure you go find these guys. And like I said, you're definitely going to hear this this jam a lot. We're going to play it. It's called Adventure. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Higher than love ever been. We can wander all the way to the top. I'll hold on to every word you've ever said. Don't you let me down. Don't you let me down. My head, 'cause I'm tired of pretending. Give me something I won't forget.
AJCShow.com.
It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris. 1-888-994-3624 phone number. You can also Skype us tonight, EJC Show on Skype, or you can come in our chat room. A lot of people in there right now. It's adobe.com/EJCVIP. Big shout out to a new person in there, B Marley 478. There you go. Shout out to that person. See, we give people shout outs if you come to
shout
the
out.
Shout out. Shout out. All right.
I give Eddie a shout out. What's up, Eddie?
Thanks shout
for,
out.
Thanks for being on the show, Eddie.
Yo, shout out.
Shout it out.
Shout out to you. Right back at you.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
It's shout out time, bro.
Bruh.
Yo, shout out to you. Shout out. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Chris. Shout out.
Shout out to Eddie's family. Shout out.
Shout out. Shout out to President Obama for keeping it real. Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out to Joe Biden. Shout out.
Our condolences to you, Joe Biden. Yeah. But shout out to you.
Shout out to everybody going to the funeral for your son. Shout out. Shout out.
Too soon.
Too soon. Shout out to being too soon.
Shout out.
Too soon. Shout out. Yo, it's Adobe Shout Out Show.
Oh, that's a new show.
What a horrible show that would be. I'm glad we don't have that.
Yes, what a horrible show that would be. If something like that were to ever occur, hypothetically.
Yeah. Nightmare. You guys know Shia LaBeouf? Shia LaBeouf, how do you say his name?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia?
Like, I never want to learn how to say this guy's name because I don't like him. But
yeah, he's a douchebag.
He gave a motivational speech online, and you guys want to be motivated a little bit by Shia LaBeouf?
Like a Facebook video? Like, what do you mean online?
Yeah, on the internet. Yeah, you want to hear this? Here's Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf?
Shia.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shit. Shit both.
Shia LaBeowulf?
Beowulf?
I don't know how to say it anymore now.
I don't either.
That's epic.
Shia LaBeowulf.
Right.
Shia.
Right.
Do it!
There he is.
Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it. Make your dreams come true.
Ah.
Just do it. Some people dream of success while you're going to wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible. You should get to the point where anyone else would quit. And you're not going to stop there. No. What are you waiting for?
Do it.
Do it.
I knew it. I called it.
You know,
yeah, you guys feel motivated yet? There's like 30 more seconds of him saying, just do it.
He's kind of getting through to me.
Is this a Nike's commercial?
Just do it! Yes, you can! Just do it!
Kill him? Just do it, kill him?
Yeah.
If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
Yeah.
If you want to be a Decepticon, who's to stop you?
By the way, to put a little bit of visual context into this, so basically, Shia LaBeouf is in front of a green screen, and he's like doing a lot of arm movements. He's flexing his muscles. He's pointing at his crotch for some reason when he says, just do it. He looks like he hasn't slept in weeks. And I don't know what he's motivating
he's
us to
out.
Do exactly, but we're supposed to just do it, whatever it is. What is it
drugs
that I am supposed to do?
Kill him.
Whatever.
I don't know.
You?
I don't
Eddie.
Know.
You tell us what it is.
Chris?
Yes?
I have three words for you. One, two, yeah.
Make your dreams come true!
Wait, that was five. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ! You were even counting on your hand!
And at first you said one word.
I have...
One, two, I have, wait, let me start over.
I have one, two, three, four.
I
lost count after five.
My
I don't know.
Favorite actor.
Just do it!
My favorite actor is Shia LaBeouf.
That's pretty callous, Chris. Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And you know, Shia LaBeouf, he really made a rookie mistake because so he's in front of a green screen. They released the footage of him in front of a green screen doing this. Like, now the internet is going amok. So people put him in like a TED Talk situation.
Ugh.
They put him in like a... in front of a Nike logo. The internet's having a great time with this. So I don't know if that was planned, but if it was, that was some pretty good marketing. But I kind of feel like I don't know where this came from. I really don't. I kind of wish I had the whole story, but all I had is the video. But I know people are talking about this everywhere. So there you go. Shia LaBeouf.
Just do it!
Now. Are you guys inspired yet?
To kill him?
Yeah.
To kill him, yes.
Yes.
I'm a little bit less inspired than I was.
He needs to just do it one more time.
Yeah, I think so. I would do that, but it's too much work for me right now. And I'm not going to just do it.
Aren't you glad to be living in an age when nothing really bad is happening in the world and we can just talk about stupid shit like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for that. Nobody's dying from the plague. We, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think that Nike sponsored Shia LaBeouf's little motivation speech?
No, I don't think it was, but...
just do it? Come on.
Our chat room, though, is blowing up tonight. Big shout-out to everybody in our chat room, adobe.com/EJCVIP. A lot of new people are popping up, so... Big shout out to everybody new in there. I would try to say hi
to
all of you.
Big shout
out. Ba-da-ba-ba. Yeah, we got Kyle. Kyle's new.
Kyle Novak?
I call a Holub. Kyle Holub. He's new in our chat room, DJC.
Do we shout out Colleen?
Colleen is in there now. Hello, Colleen. Hello, everybody.
Is it Colleen or Colleen?
I don't know. Who knows? Chris, I got your Facebook invite today. I thought that was good.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So we're doing a live broadcast. Here's a special announcement. We will be live on Friday night.
Yes.
With an all-new episode from On Location.
On the scene.
We're going to be broadcasting live. So if you're listening on Monday, we will have two shows this week. Two new shows. I feel like I need sound effects for this. Pew, pew, pew. It's two new shows. Two brand new Eddie Jason and Chris shows. Yeah, all right, so we're going to be live on Friday night as well.
I spit all over this mic. I'm glad it's dedicated mic for me.
Right.
I thought we did a pretty good job of doing sound effects, and you just, like, jump into something professional.
I feel like our big announcement deserves a little bit more oomph.
I don't know if you can get much bigger than Chris and I.
Thank you, yeah.
It's two new shows.
I feel like Eddie wants to be the new Daryl Hammond.
No, I want to be the old Don Pardo.
Mm.
Okay, so anyways, so we have a live show coming up on Friday. If you're listening Monday, just a quick plug for this. We're going to be broadcasting live from a special performance. We're going to have a couple of really cool bands play. We're going to hang out with those bands. We're going to be on location talking to random people.
It's all for us.
It's a big party for Adobe and EJC specifically.
We're just
we're gonna be there broadcasting. So make sure you're here for it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. You're in for a treat,
real treat. But it's gonna be crazy.
Chris, you sent out
should be a humdinger.
You sent out a Facebook invitation for this big party we're going to, but the way you titled this was a little weird. I thought you titled it "Chris's Radio Show is Having a Party."
Yeah.
It's not Chris's radio show. It's Eddie Jason and Chris's radio show.
Yeah, I just dropped your names.
How dare you?
Who does
that?
Well, it's kind of messed up.
Why would you do that to us?
I'm using it as a platform to get some friends I haven't seen in a while out. And so if I titled it Eddie, Jason, and Chris, it'd be like...
So your goal is to invite people who don't know about the show?
Sure.
Is that why you entitled that to Chris's...
No, wait.
Because I thought maybe you were doing your own show there. I'm not sure.
No, this is what happened.
Maybe I will.
Oh.
His friends know that he does a radio show. They just don't know about us.
Exactly.
So that's kind of a diss still.
But
you guys got to get yourselves out there.
What are you talking about? Eddie's out all the time. I'm the only one who doesn't do anything.
Got to get yourselves out there.
If only you...
Did you make it clear in the invite that it was... the EJC show, or
yeah, it's in the description. It's in the body.
Oh, you didn't read that part, did you, Eddie?
No, I just said I may be attending. That's all.
Eddie doesn't read anything that doesn't start with his name. Apparently,
right. I just said I may be attending, though. I said I may be attending this event.
That's funny. I may be attending as well.
Great. Well, maybe I'll see you.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I'll be there.
two 50-50s, I guess there's about a 25% chance both of us will be there.
Yeah. Should be a great show.
I'll definitely be there, so I'll do it by myself.
Yeah.
That should be fun. There's going to be beer there from one of my favorite breweries, so.
Yes. Should we shout out?
I'm good to go.
Big shout out to that brewery.
Yeah, Oscar.
Which is Oscar.
Oscar Blues. You don't even know. You don't even know.
No, I like their beer. Like, they're one of those.
Oscar Blues is
I can't hope they're
amazing.
Not listening right now for what I'm going to say, but I see the way they spell Oscar, it has a K.
Yeah.
Throws me off.
What?
What? You're like, you are Larry David.
I just don't like the way that they...
You are literally Larry David. That's why you sounded so much like him. It wasn't that time when you had a sore throat and were like... Oh,
what do you
like-
mean, Larry? I sound like Larry David?
You just... You have these crazy issues with shit, and it just
what
throws
you
off of everything.
What do you mean?
You don't drink a certain brand of beer because they spell Oscar
no,
with
I,
a K
I
instead
said
of
I
a
said
C?
I said I do.
Come on.
I said
come
I,
on.
I said I do drink
hey,
the beer. It's just
look,
hard for me to remember the
you're
name.
You're backpedaling.
It's hard for me to remember the name. I said
how is it hard for you to remember the name if you remember that there's a
Who
K?
Who puts a K
how
in
do you
Oscar?
Remember? How can you not remember the name if you remember there's a K?
Can they not go to the dictionary? And put in Oscar.
It's a name. It's
but
not
in
the dictionary.
I'm done with this.
Come on.
Can it, Cheryl?
Jesus.
It's going to be a good
fun.
Show on Friday.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Back to my favorite.
Plenty
favorite.
Of that.
Yeah.
Tune in.
If you enjoyed that, there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more of
it's
that.
It's going to be a lot of slurring.
What you just heard.
A lot of slurring.
Because we're probably going to be, you know, we normally don't drink on the show, but
no.
we're going to be going, we're going to be broadcasting from a bar. So anything can happen.
Hopefully free beer. Is it free beer?
I don't know. We are talent.
Yeah.
I have certain demands.
Yeah. Do I need to get my list together?
Oscar
yeah,
Blues.
No, I was wondering, do we get like a guest list?
Yeah. Like
I can look into that.
I was telling my friends where to buy tickets. I'm like, maybe I could just get them in.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's, only, well, if it it's was, only $2, though.
Yeah.
$2.
That's why I didn't make a big deal
advanced,
of it.
Advanced. $5
yeah,
at
exactly.
the door.
Oh, come on. It supports
I don't
want
to be the guy who makes my friends pay to hang out with me.
But you're
support
supporting the bands.
And Adobe.
Well, Adobe gets none of this. We're just promoting.
Our
but the bands are there with their time.
Do we have a competing... Oh, I have a question about this event, though.
Yes.
Is there a... So we have a local radio station that
yes.
we compete against.
Yes.
One of their DJs is
right.
playing this.
And that's fine. We're going to take him on. We're gonna make him cry.
So is he coming on our show?
We're going to get him on the show.
We're going to get him on the show.
Sure.
Is it Alf?
I know this guy, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Alf, you're welcome to come into the Lion's Den.
I don't know if he can handle this shit.
I don't know if he can.
Hmm.
What do you make of Alf? Is he
no,
a good guy?
This guy's a cool guy.
All right.
Yeah. But it's gonna be a fun show. Okay,
I'm really excited about this.
Of course, it'll also be podcasted as well. If you can't join us live,
as long
on Friday,
as it's good,
all right. So as long as if it turns into like a mess
shit show, it's not
which
it's,
is possible. Might,
could be a special that
when,
you only
you
hear
have,
live
when you put us on location. Anything can
with
happen
beer.
With beer, so
free beer.
This hopefully. Is gonna be weird. Like I don't even know.
I think we could
we're gonna be using new equipment. I think we're gonna be broadcasting like from an iPad.
Wow.
I haven't tried this before.
We're gonna be drinking
we
like
have,
a keg worth.
Get
of
out
beer.
Of town.
Yeah. We have Oscar Blues feeding us booze.
We don't have to take the whole desktop like we usually do.
No, we're going to be trying a lot of new things. So this may or may
I
not.
I don't like change.
Yeah, I don't know. This could be a bad, bad, bad idea.
But it should be fun to listen to.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Let us know if we can play something tonight. You can tweet us at EJC show. And you can also go in our chat room. A lot of new people there. Again,
did
shout
that,
out.
Did you see the request?
Now, what was the request in the chat?
BB Marley has requested Dr. Dog.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Old Dr. Dog or new Dr. Dog? Did he say?
He wants Ain't It Strange.
Oh, we have that one.
Mmm. Remember when we found out about Dr. Dog like forever ago?
Like
totally?
MG. Why am I not finding that song that he wants? Like, I want to play it right now, because if somebody requests, I don't want
to. Did your
like...
library burn down out of fire?
Is that a joke?
I don't know. It depends what happened to your music library. If it burned down in a fire, then I guess it's not very funny, is it?
Yeah, this is kind of a tragic incident.
Yeah.
How dare you bring that up on the air, Chris? I thought we agreed we're not going to talk about what happened with the fire.
Used to have a huge music library.
This is not okay.
Hey, do you have bubble? Oh, yeah.
Well, we're gonna play some Dr. Dog right now. I can't find the particular song because of the fire. I don't want to talk about the fire.
And the hard drive. He did get a new computer a couple years ago. Remember that?
No.
Oh.
I'll keep track of Eddie's purchases.
You don't? Somebody should.
I do.
You're not my accountant.
I fill out his checkbook every day as a ledger.
Thank you.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. EJCShow.com.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show here live on Adobe Radio, 1-888-99-IDOBE, 1-888-994-3624. Also, EJC Show on Skype. So, Jason and Chris, I'm kind of excited. This year's Warped Tour, they're doing something very different this year. And for the first time ever, they're having a stand-up comedy tent, which I think is a pretty cool idea. A lot of festivals have always have stand-up comedy and comedians come through, but it's cool that the Warped Tour is doing it.
Yeah,
you guys feeling that idea?
Well, I'm wondering how it works. So, is there a lot of, you know, you have 20 minutes and they're going to be running comedians all day?
Well, let's talk to one of the comedians. We'll get all the details. We have Eli Olsberg. What's up, man?
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on the big show.
Thanks for having me. What were all those numbers you just were those today's lottery numbers?
Yeah, this guy's always on. Hang on, I get the Ohio ready. For you.
Yeah, there is. Perfect. Yeah, I need a rim shot or something.
No, we'll help you out. We're here to help.
I have no facts, just jokes.
Just jokes. That's good. So,
did you say you need a rim jobber right now?
Yes, I do. If you could send one my way.
So,
I don't think I'm into that at all.
Eli, tell us, how did you get involved with the Warped Tour?
Well, it all started with a rim job. No, I had done this time last year. I think literally it's like a year almost to the day.
Yeah,
I missed my cue. You need to shut the fuck up, Eddie.
Shut up, Eddie.
I missed my cue. Go ahead.
God, stop interrupting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the worst. It's always when you bring on a third person, it's when it throws it completely out of whack.
Only two girls can go to a sleepover, right? But go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were doing a show at Side One Dummy Records, which is and Joe Sib, who's also a comic and runs Side One, had Grant Cotter and I, who's the other comic that I'm doing the whole tour with this summer. We did a storytelling show there with Kevin Lyman on it. And Joe and I talked a little bit afterwards with Grant, and we had brought up the idea of Warped doing a comedy tent, and we pitched it to Kevin right there.
Oh, wow.
Kind of had an idea to do something like that for a while.
So you're one of the guys that kind of got the idea going with Kevin, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it was
that's cool.
I guess everybody in the room kind of had that idea, but we all kind of, you know, I brought it up as like a thing, like, let's actualize it. And, you know, Kevin was like, well, you know, this year's already ready to go, but I think for next year we can definitely do it.
Wow. So how does it feel to be are you a little nervous? I mean, you're going to go be talking to Warped Tour kids and like they've never experienced stand-up comedy.
You have to be stressed out.
A little. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'm ever you know, the best comedy comes when you're the most uncomfortable in a lot of ways. So I'm excited too because it's definitely very different. And we're doing so many dates that at some point you just kind of get into a groove and, you know, eventually you figure it out. But at the same time, you know, it's a lot of people who are a lot younger who I normally don't perform in front of. And it's a scene that I grew up
in. Well, you shouldn't be performing in front of young people. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Who wants a target demographic like that?
No. Go ahead.
You know, and so a lot of it, I mean, I'm looking forward to it as much as I am nervous, but yes. I think there's more excitement than there is stress to it. But I will say the day they announced it was on April Fool's Day, and most of the kids on the internet were like, this is an April Fool's joke, right? What is this? You know, yeah. But a lot of people have also responded positively.
No, it's cool. I think it's pretty awesome. In fact, I support this 100%. I think it's cool to have some comedy out. It gives more variety to the festival. And I kind of feel like Kevin is a smart guy. He's always doing different things. Like, he has the Beatport stage now, where he has electronic music, and then he's bringing comedians out. It's cool.
Kevin's way ahead of the curve. He always has been, in my opinion. Like, he, you know, people always give him, like, a lot of crap for bringing on, like, certain performers, but those people went on to do amazing things. I mean, he had the Black Eyed Peas on before Fergie was in the group.
Right, and he had Katy Perry on before she was anybody. She was just a
before she blew up. I mean, he had Eminem on, and that was, like, a big, you know, that was right when he was kind of blowing up.
What else can we say about Kevin Lyman that will make us look good if he's listening right now?
Well, he's a very smooth talker. No, he is awesome. He, like, really firm is handshake. Taking a chance on it.
Nice and, like, teeth.
He has nice teeth, firm handshake. He smells
looks
good.
Looks you in the eye. That's a dead art form.
That he does not do. Every time I meet Kevin Lyman, he doesn't remember who I am. And I've had many exchanges with him, and every time it's like, who are you? But I understand he's a busy guy. And he
should know who I am. Yeah. Who are you?
Exactly. I'm just a guy that is in his office, or just in his office 3 months prior to when I had met him. I was like, hey,
giving a rim job though. That's why he doesn't remember you. Yeah. He never saw your face.
Yeah.
If you're just doing blowjobs, that was a sweet song. Whatever just played right there. That sounded very royalty free.
It's a comedy show.
The other thing about Kevin is he actually still, like, responds with all the negative feedback on Twitter. He still, like, will respond to what people say about the Comedy Tent, and, like, will, like, to anybody who's tweeting at him.
What
if you look
saying?
At his timeline, he's always in touch with people. So a lot of people responded positively to it too. You know,
everybody's being positive for the most part. I mean, how can you not be positive about comedy?
Oh, you should see what some of the people, like, there were sincere comments that were like, well, why isn't Louis C.K. doing it this year?
Yeah.
Because so
it costs like $5 million. Maybe that's what it is. I mean, like, so do you get on a bus? Do you tour like the rest of the bands? Like, you get on?
Yeah, we're getting our own bus. And I actually, you know, I just realized this happened at the same show that we were, that storytelling show. I got Chad from Newfound Glory had asked me to open for them in the fall for a couple dates. And he was on that same storytelling show. And so I had a little bit of experience being on a tour bus that way. So I'm actually kind of, like, excited about that part because I loved it.
Interesting. You like being on a tour bus.
I do. Airports are terrible. When you're a comedian, you usually fly somewhere for 4 days. You're kind of, like, trapped. Hey,
Don't get me started about airline peanuts.
Oh, yeah. What is the deal with them, huh?
Yeah.
Great. Swear to God, I'm going to shove that sound clip up your ass.
Chris, don't get upset over the soundboard. It's fine.
What happened? Why is there not just, like, a regular rim shot available? Was there only that weird thing?
That's SNL.
The rim shot is we have to pay every time we play.
It's overplayed. It's overplayed. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the SNL one is definitely a breath of fresh air. If we're talking originality.
Well, thank you. We thought, you know, here's our line of thinking. We think, like, our show is, you know, not that funny, but nor is SNL. But they say something not funny, and then they go to, like, the song, and then you feel like you just watched something funny, you know? They're like, oh, the cat just fell down the stairs. Oh, meowch, that must have hurt. It's Saturday Night Live! So, we're just trying to beef it up here.
Sure. No, I get it.
So, from a comedian's perspective, are we doing a good job?
I would say if this was a panel and I had three Elis talking, one would approve, one wouldn't, and then one would slightly more approve. So you guys, like, just make the cut.
Okay, we move on to the next round.
We've been just barely making the cut for years.
So, what's your comedy style? Which is a horrible question, but go for it. We never
interview
comedians.
Well, at least
you
recognize, you prefaced it well. You know, it's I try to be equally personal and observant, I guess. You know, that is always a tricky question to ask. I think at the end of the day, I'm funny, and this interview begs to differ. But in terms of what I'm delivering.
Why Why don't you bring your A game to our
I'm not punched in right now. I can't find my punch card to clock in.
Oh, come on. This guy doesn't stop.
Oh, my God. Neither do you.
This guy does not stop. He's on fire.
It's equal parts. I try to be as personal and as much like as possible, because that's usually what people relate to the most. It's not very physical humor.
So comedians always say, I try to be personable. So basically, when you're doing comedy, you try to be a person?
I don't try to be personable. I try to be personal.
Personal. Okay.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
Yeah.
Relatable.
I mean, you just tell your story, because that tends to relate to people more than trying to pander. Pandering usually actually really ends up failing on a lot of levels, in my opinion.
So how are you going to be personal with, you know, the demographic at Warped Tour?
I'm going to start every joke with "What's the deal with?"
That's always a good move.
We'll do that. And then at some point, I will definitely do a thing about how men and women are different,
right?
Because
let's face it, they are. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, one's from Mars and another's from Venus. It's just wild.
Who would have thought men and women are different? What else? Do you have like some observations? You got to throw the airlines in there. I mean, what's the deal?
Definitely the airlines. Definitely going to talk about sex, because they all know what that's about.
Right.
And
come on.
You know, maybe a social media joke.
Right.
The good news is that
who
we're splitting the time
a hashtag? What's a hashtag? Come on, pound it.
Yeah, exactly. Pound it.
Yeah.
We're also going to – I mean, the good news is there's not just me, or else we'd really be screwed.
Right. I mean,
there's going to be four comics at every – minimum of four comics each day. We're going to do two shows a day. That's the goal.
Okay.
We're going to do one in the early afternoon and then one kind of towards the evening.
If this show has proven nothing, it's that more people who think they're funny isn't necessarily better.
Are you talking about the EJC show right now?
How do we get on the Warped Tour as comedians?
I just know how to talk to comedians, okay?
All right.
You don't.
Well, it's worse when you don't have like an audience reacting. You know, we're dealing with a lot of silence just on the basis of like no audiences.
No,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like you guys don't have an audience sitting around being like,
we have to just
rely on each other.
No, but you're right though. I mean, like, imagine being us, it's hell. I don't think you could live in our world, because you have no laughter.
I'm furious that you guys did not have me on with Everclear.
We're furious Everclear wasn't on the show.
Yeah, they're no call, no show. We're furious about that.
Yeah,
I'm even more furious then.
Yeah, well.
Boy, I walked right into that one with my pants down, huh, guys?
Yeah.
That is what we call in the industry bombing. And I just bombed.
Well,
I don't know if that was a bomb.
No, you're fine. You're doing good, man. And,
so seriously, though, Eli, how do we get on the Warped Tour as comedians?
Oh, do you want to perform?
Like,
Jason?
I feel like the three of us on stage could be pretty funny. How do we do this?
We could do like a live read of an old broadcast.
Yeah,
something.
Bring like a transcript.
Yeah.
I was debating whether to just pretend my signal dropped or just stay silent until the next question.
It's okay. We know Kevin. We'll go through him. You're
perfect.
Middleman.
Perfect. Good.
We can go head to head. You know, us versus you, and see who's more funny.
Do you want to have like a comedy off?
Yeah. You want to?
You
want to throw
it out? We'll have like a last comic standing, and then the loser has to take an Uber to the next location, like, and pay out of pocket.
Is The Last Comic Standing in one of your favorite TV shows ever?
My signal just dropped. Did you guys hear my answer?
How many times have you applied to that?
It's not an application process.
How does that work?
You like showcase.
And you are
they do like showcases, like, and your managers can
okay.
I'm sure, you know, it's like a, you know, things like that are completely out of your hands. You're either there or you're not. You know, you can't really go for like an application process. They usually, what most TV shows do is they do have like a process where they audition people who, and then they kind of show those people essentially bombing. You know, like they do that in the first episode. They do that on America's Got Talent. That's a show I think you can apply on, is AGT.
Well, and you made it on, you were on Last Comic Standing, right?
I was not.
Oh, that's what it says here. I apologize.
No, that's okay. Let's just
our
intern, though.
Let's not rub salt in the wound here.
Yeah.
No, well, no. It's not. Trust me, it's not. I've had. If you want, I can list some credits to make the people listening who want to go see the tent maybe go it's more appealing.
No, I want to hear some credits. Roll the credits.
You want to? Let's see. I've been on The Soup. I've done Chelsea Lately. I host a show with TJ Miller from Silicon Valley. We have a show at this place here in Los Angeles called The Pleasure Chest. The show's called Performance Anxiety. Mm. And I've done TBS's Just for Laughs Festival.
Oh, nice.
You know, TJ Miller is from our neck of the woods here in Denver. That's where we broadcast
Oh,
from.
You guys are in Denver?
Yeah. One of our friends, he kind of like used to perform with TJ Miller a little bit.
We kind of inspired him a little bit is what I heard.
Now he works for Comcast in the call center. But you know, TJ Miller, they all can't
Good
be
for
win-
him,
They
though.
Can't all be winners. TJ Miller did,
He's
though.
Like our, yeah.
He's awesome. I like TJ Miller.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome.
He's the best. He's one of the funniest guys working right now. It's insane how talented he is. And I was lucky to... He asked me, like, when I first started, a year into doing comedy. You know, I've been doing comedy 6 years now. And within my first year, he was like, hey, do you want to produce a show together, like, around town so we, you know, they have a place to do spots? And it's still to this day a privilege.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Great break.
When you guys land a show together, remember, you have a team of writers right here, the EJC show. Just call us up. We'll come right for your show.
Yeah,
so
well,
just let
happy
us
to
know.
Help happy any way we can.
We'll work.
Bring the SNL music, or you can just stay home.
That will be coming. Catch Eli Olsberg. He's going to be performing at the Warped Tour in the stand-up comedy tent for the very first year it's ever happening. And pleasure to talk to you, man. It's good to talk to somebody who got this thing started. And we'll catch up with you again, I'm sure.
Thanks so much for having me call in, guys. It was a lot of fun. And if you get Everclear on the phone, call me back.
Will do. And plug your stuff. How can people find out more about you and your comedy?
Any form of social media, it's at Eli Olsberg. That includes Facebook. Obviously with Warped Tour, they're going to have us do some social media takeovers there too. You know, the tour is 2.5 weeks away, so I'll be just there all summer. So there's not really much else to plug at this point, but yeah, if you want to just find me on Twitter, Instagram.coms, it's all Eli Olsberg, Eli Olsberg.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com.
From the beginning.
Okay, it's the Jason and Chris Show. 1-888-99-IDOBE, 1-888-994-3624 if you want to call up tonight. And people in our chat room are saying lots of nice things about the show. I mean, I can't even begin to go through everything they're saying. So many nice things. Like, for instance, hang on, let me scroll up here. The chat's not doing a good job of scrolling. They say, like, they can be free to say what they want, do a show how they want, interview who they want, take calls from who they want, and just do a good show. Somebody else is saying that they like how we play requests right away, and there's like, it's like a love fest for us in the chat room right now. It's actually really cool to see. Everybody's just oozing over EJC.
I don't know if you're really selling the chat room right now, though.
No, I just want to say thank you to everybody in the chat is my point here. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Everybody there in the chat, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
We do it for you guys, not for us.
God knows we don't want to be here. Chris, what's in the news? Oh, wait, hang on.
I can't fucking stand these two.
Time for the news. By the way, if anybody wants to help out with the news, you can. You can be part of the news if you want. You can Skype us, EJC Show. You can also call us at 1-888-994-3624. That's 1-888-99-IDOBE. Okay, Chris, what's in the news?
All right. Jackpot jilt. Guy sues his ex-girlfriend after she won $1 million on a, quote, joint lottery ticket and, quote, dumped him. A man in Florida is suing his ex-girlfriend, claiming she won $1 million in the lottery and ran off before giving him his share. The 61-year-old man says he and his girlfriend of 16 years had agreed that if they won any money on several $20 lottery raffle tickets bought after a meal out in July 2007, they would split the winnings.
Okay.
He claims she disappeared a month later with the winning ticket, and when she came back, she was driving a new car and told him to get out of the house they shared together.
Bitch.
The man says he even has an ATM receipt which shows he bought the winning ticket.
Wow. And then what happened?
Nothing.
Can you repeat that? I wasn't paying attention.
Wait, what?
A woman goes blind after her cat licked her eye. An Ohio woman has gone blind in her left eye after her cat licked her and transmitted an infection called cat scratch disease.
Well,
cat scratch fever!
Yeah, meow, yeah.
The woman says she initially thought she had pink eye, but when she told doctors she owns a cat, they immediately suspected the condition for some reason.
What? Well, she must look like a cat lady. She's like, all right, yeah, you look like a cat lady.
A doctor explained, anything that is exposed to the cat's mouth, including if you have a little scratch that the cat licks,
really?
That's how you get it. He added that while cat scratch doesn't pose a health risk to felines, it can to humans.
Really?
According to the CDC, the disease can affect the brain, eyes, heart, or other internal organs, but serious complications from the disease are rare.
Okay, so if a cat licks your eye, oh, Jesus Christ. So, you know, cats have really, like, good God. Cats have these tongues that are very creepy.
They got the sandpaper thing happening?
Yeah. Cats are cool, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not an anti-cat person. Just their tongues have always freaked me out with the sandpaper on me. Like, I don't know about that one, but okay, there you go.
Sounds like a cat hitting a bonk, but
yeah.
Women sleep more, but wake up feeling worse. The alarm clock app Sleep Cycle gathered stats on 1 million users over 9 months and found that women aged 16 to 55 are getting more sleep than men. But women reported feeling in a worse mood in the morning. Why the grumpiness? Women need more sleep and will suffer mentally and physically without it.
Yeah.
A study found that women had more depression, women had more anger, and women had more hostility early in the morning. A sleep expert's solution, take naps of 25 or 90 minutes to rejuvenate.
I feel like I require a lot of sleep. But I don't know about you guys, but I think I function best at 9 to 10 hours of sleep if I can manage, but I never can.
I don't think I could sleep for 9 or 10 hours.
I could easily, but I usually get maybe 6 to 7, but I feel like I'm always underslept. I feel like I'm sleep deprived at all times.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Some people need, some people just biologically need more than others, and I kind of feel like I'm the type that needs a lot, which sucks. I don't want to be that person. I have shit to do.
You know what I've learned, like in the last year, is that the way we sleep is like contrary to our own biology. Like
right.
Before the 8-hour workday, like industrialization or whatever,
should play some classical music or something. Like,
sure, why not? People would sleep for like 4 hours, and then they would be up in the middle of the night, like boning or something, for like 2 or 3 hours, and then would sleep another 4. So, like sleeping a straight 8 hours through is not the optimal way we get sleep.
Supposed to like just pass out here and there. Like we're supposed to take little naps, basically, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Which makes sense to me because I'm a napping type person, and I kind of feel like I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be made to do. I need more naps. Wait, what?
When's the last time you had a nap?
I took like a 10-minute nap today. Actually, I needed a nap.
10 minutes isn't going to cut it for me.
Yeah. You? Well, when's the last time you had a nap, Jason?
I don't know.
Take a nap right now during the news because everybody else is.
A few months ago.
Okay. A Hooters waitress in Atlanta has donated a kidney to a customer.
That's not what the customer wanted.
He wanted the
buffalo.
Yeah, you ruined it.
You have to ruin the joke. Just keep going.
It.
It's fine.
That was
it's
the
fine.
Joke.
It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, you fucked it up. That's why he does the news, and that's why you're the comedian.
The man was talking to the waitress, telling her how he lost both kidneys and needs one. She recently lost her grandmother.
How is he walking around with no kidneys?
And how does he bring that up in a conversation? Yeah,
why is he eating at Hooters with no kidneys?
Can I get an order of nachos? And by the way, I have no kidneys.
So don't mind my dialysis machine.
Yeah, it's just here. It's fine. Not a big deal.
Yeah, I've had an acquaintance who was living off like dialysis. Crazy. That dude was a nut.
Yeah, but you have to have like a machine hooked up and like running your blood through it.
Not constantly. You like go in. Yeah, you like go in for appointments.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Tomorrow's not guaranteed. I might as well go to the Hooters.
Yeah.
Right.
But apparently,
he should have gone to strip club.
The waitress recently lost her grandmother to kidney failure and feels terribly about not being able to help. So she offered her kidney to this man.
No charge?
She was a successful match. They underwent surgery, and they're both doing well.
She didn't charge him?
The real question is, what did he tip? Oh, you're such a sweetheart. I'm going to give you 10%.
Or just the tip.
All right. Let's see now.
Just the tip. All right, let's see. Does Brian Williams ever say, all right, let's see. We had something else in the news.
I thought you liked the classic newsman.
Ooh, God. What's on my Facebook feed? Oh,
hey, don't make fun of my news collecting.
What the fuck are you two doing?
What else is in the news?
Women cut handsome men more slack.
Is this thing on?
Researchers? Yes, thank you. Showed 170 female college students two male faces with similar features. One was considered attractive, the other was not. They then asked each woman what would she say if each man suggested she try modeling and asked to take her photo. Most women said no to both guys, but they viewed the attractive guy as less negative and more tolerable, even though they were asking the same question. The real story is, how much did these researchers get in an endowment to be like, people prefer pretty people to ugly people?
Well, that's the story with every research site. They're all bullshit. But I think what the real thing is here is, it's true that I think...
this just in. People want to have sex with attractive individuals.
Exactly. And people who are attractive... Oh, by the way, yeah. This just in, attractive people rule the world. It's true, though. Like, the more attractive you are, the more you get in life in general, right? I think it's just kind of confirming that, right? I mean, it's shallow to say, but it's true, right?
What are you saying?
You grow up thinking, oh, everybody's equal, it's fine. The more attractive you are, if you're a hot woman or if you're an attractive
dude. I don't think that's true.
You think that's true? Why not?
No, I think there's a ceiling, because look at, like... Bill Gates and Oprah and Stephen Hawking and...
Well, okay, there's a difference there because...
Is there, though? Like, you're saying you get more out of your life.
No, I'm not saying you get more out of your life. I'm just saying that if you're attractive, it's a little bit easier. But Bill Gates had to try hard because he's not attractive. He's an ugly motherfucker, so he had to become like
a
computer guy.
Okay, so name a pretty person that you think's pretty who's very successful in life.
The only people I can think of are actors, and they are successful because of their looks.
Right.
I don't know. I
guess I'm looking at like...
Anthony Hopkins is a dreamboat.
Yeah.
I guess I was looking at like something a little more with substance than an actor or an actress. Sorry.
No, you look at like the CEOs...
Well, I guess, yeah.
...of all top companies are all dogs. Like, if I were to give you a list of the top 20
CEOs...
So
then you're proving my point.
The Google guys are okay, aren't they?
Chris would fuck him.
Maybe.
I'll fuck you if you give me one of the O's in Google.
What's a Google? This is a perfect segue.
Why would you? Jason's line was really good, by the way. I have to give Jason some crops.
Some crops?
Some props for that one.
For which one?
If you give me an O in Google.
Chris didn't like it.
You know, like that one, Chris? It was good.
I thought it was funny.
All right.
Maybe I'm missing it.
Yeah.
But this is a good segue.
Oh, right over his head. All right,
whatever.
He is like Brian Williams.
I know.
Exactly. I don't...
Just keep going.
All right. Google partners with Levi's to create smart clothing. Google is developing smart fabrics that could make any clothes smart, turning trousers into touchpads and jackets into joysticks.
Ah!
Google's
other way around. Other way around. Other way around.
My pants are already touchsticks. Joysticks. Whatever. I don't know.
Are you too wasted?
We're just trying to make this
hit
fun.
The button.
Next story.
How many stories do you want me to go through?
Nah, I think we're good.
Until you pass out.
I'm leaving.
All right. Kanye West gave a graduation speech.
Oh, fuck.
Did you say Kanye?
I don't believe so.
It was a, yeah.
Yeah, this guy gave a graduation speech and probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, it was LA Trade Tech College.
Do you think he was
very
like,
prestigious right. Institution?
Well, I guess he probably should
storied.
Have.
I'm going to put a Jimmy Fallon joke in here.
All right.
Beyonce should have done this graduation speech, but you're stuck with me, Kanye West.
Why is that a Jimmy Fallon?
Because that's what he always says about Kanye West.
Oh. I don't know. I don't watch Fallon as much as you do.
I don't either.
I know you're a Fallonite? Is that what they call the fan club that you run?
Douchebag? I don't know.
Fallonites?
Really?
Fallinians?
How
Fallinian
do you know that?
Millennium Fallinians?
I think Eddie's wasted.
I think so.
Is this thing on?
I'm exhausted.
Hello?
That's what I am. Are we done
We're
with this
done
news?
With the fucking news.
I don't know. Are we? There's always more news.
Wait, we have to, like, if we're going to do, like, Brian Williams and, like, NBC Nightly News, you have to come with, you have to end it with, like, a positive, like, show of kindness story.
I'm more of a
quest. Feel-good story.
I'm more of a quest lover than a Fallonist.
I have no idea what happened there.
I thought that Kanye story was the feel-good story.
Oh.
All right, what San Andreas tops weekend box office,
What'd they gross?
The gross?
What was the gross?
No, I'm moving on.
What was the net
Don't
sales?
Don't hear that story.
Dustin Diamond, the actor who played Screeched on Saved by the Bell, was found guilty in Wisconsin for stabbing somebody in a bar.
Oh, really?
That's manslaughter, right?
Yeah. No, Wisconsin cleared him. The jury cleared him of a felony charge, but they convicted him of two misdemeanors.
All right.
Having a knife in a bar?
38-year-old former actor is guilty of carrying, a concealed weapon, a knife, and disorderly conduct over the Christmas Day knife fight, which he claims was self-defense. The guy who got cut didn't even know until after the fight.
What?
Worst Fucking case scenario, screech. Dustin could get up to 9 months in prison.
That guy's a nut job.
Dude, could you imagine him, like, before he gets into the fight, like, I'm Dustin Diamond, bitch, and just fucking spider monkeys at him?
I'm Screech from Saved by the Bell,
bitch.
Do you know what Dustin Diamond's prison nickname is?
Dusty?
Screech.
All right. Was that better than the O in Google?
I don't know.
I don't know. It was darker.
I don't know. Well, I guess that's the show, right?
I guess so.
We all look at our watches.
We're all wearing them. You should, too.
Yeah.
This show brought to you by watches.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. EJCShow.com. Go there. Get our shows. Get our podcast.
Ooh, that Screech joke. I feel dirty.
I felt like the Duggar joke you had earlier was better off air.
Off air, yeah,
that was the gem of the night, I think.
Thank you.
The Duggars.
Dugger.
All right. Well,
should I try to recreate it?
No.
Let's wrap it up. We're done here.
We did tease it.
Just like the Duggars don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have some more comedians next week that are on the Warped Tour, so we'll talk to those guys and more. So
join us this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Live show.
And again, this Friday, if you're listening on Monday live right now.
Join us. You're not doing
anything. Live show. Normally, our Friday show is an encore of the show you're hearing now, but a special live broadcast of EJC this Friday. It's going to be awesome, so make sure you're here for it. Or it may not happen at all if there's technical issues.
We better make it good.
Because we're on location live. It may or may not happen.
Hopefully there are Wi-Fi works.
Exactly. Anything can go wrong. But yeah, thanks everybody for listening. And we'll be here next time on the Eddie Jason and Chris Show on IW Radio. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next time. Eddie Jason and Chris, find us on iTunes, your favorite podcast app. We're on all of them. Bye-bye.
God bless.